We're going to wave a fond goodbye to tonality for the last piece on this program. The Trio Opus 135 by Elizabeth Lutyens. That's spelled L-U-T-Y-E-N-S. She lived from 1906 to 1983. She was the most radical composer of her generation in Britain. Like Doreen Carwithin, she wrote a lot of film music as well as music for radio, in addition to her other compositions. In the 1930s and 40s, she started to use serial techniques in her music and always claimed that she had developed her 12-tone language from listening to the independent part writing of Henry Purcell's Fantasias and in almost total ignorance of the work of Schoenberg and the Second Viennese School. A colorful character and outspoken in her views on music and the establishment, she once described her life as having consisted of, quote, innumerable compositions, two husbands, three lovers, four children, one abortion, and nobody knew, unquote. Now, Trio Opus 135, composed in 1979 by Elizabeth Lutyens, the Mühlfield Ensemble performs. I find this atonal work to have interest, integrity, and expressive power, so give it a try.